KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're watching films, joining a tribute to a jazz pioneer, and finding pleasure in the suffers. David Wiegand suffers every morning. He comes in so early to join me here at KQED. Thanks for coming in, David.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
And let's start with music from a very hot band out of Houston. I hope that got you out of bed in a good way. That's Guan from The Suffers and the voice of Cam Franklin. What a great singer. What a wonderful band.
I know. These guys are really, really great. They are a 10-member band, and Cam Franklin is one of those voices. I just said, where did this woman come from? I went crazy for them when I first heard them. They've been on The Daily Show, I think a couple of other TV shows and so forth. They just came out with their new album, which, of course, I ordered in advance. I think they're a huge hit, and I just could listen to that woman sing anything. Wow, where did she come from?
They've been kicking around Houston. The Suffers play the Masonic in San Francisco tomorrow night. They're opening for Lake Street Dive. It's an incredible double bill. CineQuest kicks off next week in San Jose, a festival that's always looked hard at the link between technology and movies, the original virtual reality, I think. Anyway, the opening night film is Eye in the Sky, and it's about drones and state assassinations.
What I'm particularly fascinated with is that this film festival has existed now for 26 years, and it all happened because Halfdan Hussey and his producer, Kathleen Powell, went to the Venice Film Festival, and they came back thinking, why can't we do this here? Everybody told them, well, you can't do that in
San Jose.
You know, there's no there. It's absolutely not true. And this festival has its own identity. It doesn't sort of draw off the San Francisco Festival or any other festival. It really has its own identity, and it's proved now with a 13-day run, it can more than fill the bill for independent and interesting films in San Jose.
CineQuest opens Tuesday night with a screening of Eye in the Sky at the California Theater in downtown San Jose and continues through March 13th. The next item is a tribute to a pioneer woman in jazz, the great trombonist and arranger Melba Liston.
That's Melba Liston and her Bones playing Blue Melba. Melba Liston was an incredible figure in jazz. The first trombonist to play with the big bands, actually, back in the 40s. She had a career that stretched to the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Played with a lot of great artists. And another great artist, a young woman named Natalie Cressman, who is from the Bay Area and is a great trombonist on her own, discovered her, sees her as an inspiration, and is building a tribute for her that's going to be performed at SF Jazz.
Yeah, and Cressman we talked to Cressman a couple days ago. She told us she's just in awe of the complexity of Melba Liston's arrangements.
Because she came up playing not the lead part, but in the section, I think that kind of gave her this perspective of wanting to make every single part beautiful. Because she found herself being bored sometimes playing those stock arrangements. She wanted to make all the parts free and special.
That's trombonist Natalie Cressman, and she'll be leading her band in a tribute to the great trombonist Melba Liston at the Joe Henderson Lab at SF Jazz on Thursday night. We're looking a little bit ahead now with a far-out selection. This is a special show that we think is worth getting on your calendar, maybe getting a ticket for before it sells out. This is the annual visit to the Bay Area by the Bill T. Jones, Arnie Zane Dance Company, and they're doing a special commission about a French-Jewish nurse.
That's right. The dance piece is called Analogy Dora Tramontane. It's based on an oral history that Jones conducted with a 95-year-old woman named Dora Amalan. She was a French-Jewish nurse and a social worker and a survivor of World War II. And as we know from other works that Bill has done through the years, I mean, he has he has looked to reality, to things that have actually happened in history or current events, to feed his creative spirit. And the company, you know, I wish they were here more than once a year, but once a year is something always to look forward to.
The Bill T. Jones and Arne Zane Dance Company are at the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts, March 10th through the 12th. And there's been something great in every show I've ever seen at Word for Word. This is the company that puts short stories on the stage, word for word, and just makes them work as great drama, great theater. And they're opening a new show with a pair of stories, one by Emma Donoghue and one by Colm Tobin. And there's a weird Academy Awards connection here.
Well, there is, actually, yes. Tobin wrote the novel Brooklyn, which was the basis for the film called Brooklyn that's nominated for Best Picture. And Emma Donoghue wrote Room, which is also nominated. One of the great things about Word for Word, of course, they do the Word for Word enactments of the stories, but I love the interplay between the two stories they always choose. You know, I mean, sometimes there's just one, but when they choose two stories, you get the sense of a conversation, an artistic conversation in a way between the two stories that are done. They may not seem on the surface to have any relation to each other, but they always find it through the performance, which I think adds an unintended but fascinating dimension to the stories.
Night Vision by Emma Donoghue and Silence by Colm Tobin continues at Word for Word at Z-Space in San Francisco through April 3rd. A little trip-hop now. That's Kid Cudi. He is very odd, I have to say. He wrote this, one of his lyrics, "I am what you made, God. Yes, I'm odd." That really describes him. But there's some great hip-hop and wonderful beats that he puts together. I like his stuff.
I mean, he's also a survivor. He sort of fools around with all kinds of different genres, you know, and he's an actor, an acclaimed actor, actually. But his creativity is sort of unbound, and he was discovered by Kanye West.
Kid Cudi plays the Masonic in San Francisco tonight. Thank you so much, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. You can find details on all these listings at the Do List at kqed.org/arts. And follow me on Twitter at Cyrus KQED.